Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast with your host, Big Ounce.
Hello.
Steely Ted.
Hey.
And me, or E. Abelson. Today, we're joined by a very special freaking monkey guest.
Yes. Best monkey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ultra Dan.
Yeah.
YouTuber extraordinaire.
Yes.
For the boys.
For the boys. Oh, yeah.
Clapping sound effect. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Insert.
He makes some funny fucking shit. Yeah. You guys want to check out
check good out YouTube
prime content.
Yes. 10 out of 10 quality, maybe a little bit of cringe on the side, but yeah, you know, let's go.
Oh, yeah, healthy amount.
I mean, everyone has that.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you made a fucking slapper couple of videos lately.
Yeah.
Where you go through Discord dating servers.
Yep. Hot.
You want to summarize those for the monkeys real quick?
Yeah, so basically, I just went, searched up some Discord dating servers, you know, trolling with some, creepy uncles in the Discord saying that I'm like underage and just catching some.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Then, dude, I mean, that's how you're able to.
They actually
the reveal, dude.
I know.
When you got them to join a call with you and you turn on the camera and it's just,
I know, like it's just like instantly just leave the call, like, hold up.
Oh my god.
Bro, one time they tried deleting all of their messages too, like as if nothing happened either. Like, oh my god.
Oh shit.
Been caught. You've been
Someone's got to be Chris Hansen on here.
Exactly. Chris Hansen.
Yeah. It's fucking golden.
Yeah, I know.
And the funniest, something that was just a funny coincidence, like right after I watched that video, I reached out to you to be on an episode.
Yeah.
Me and Theo here were sitting in a VC, and this guy joins and asks if we want to go to his pounding server.
And they said,
yeah,
no.
Out of nowhere.
Like, you should have just called me in.
We didn't know what it was.
I think you were at work or something. Yeah, I was like, pounding server?
Mm-hmm. Like,
but then we join the server, and it's these just like fucking weirdos in the call laughing like idiots. Like,
oh my god.
And then this one's like, oh, so you like to be pounded? Yes.
Yeah, she had like an accent. And she said she was like 23, but she looked 43.
Come on, bro.
Oh my god.
Get off Discord. Stop hanging with the kids.
And then
bro.
And then they were like, oh, tell us about your banana.
Oh,
you know, then we started, naturally, we talked about groceries for a while. Because that's a fun topic.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
very, I was like, well, you could go organic, but I think it's a waste.
Yeah.
Gotta wait till it gets ripe. The green one's no good. Yeah. And all that.
End of the story, we did get banned from the pounding server.
Well, you did.
The tragedy.
Oh, you didn't get banned?
They banned you. And then once you were gone, I was like, oh, my partner in crime has fallen. So,
what
am I supposed to do? So I left.
I'm gonna have to hop in there. I have to browse around.
That you can probably find it, but I would not recommend
searching it anywhere.
That's
so uncomfortable.
Yeah, man. Oh.
So, and what are you looking
at?
That's
the kind of
shit
that happens on the internet.
Yes,
they call this
dry. Speaking of someone who's no longer on the internet, fucking Pokimane.
Oh,
yeah, I saw that. Oh my god, pull a Gabby Hanna.
She pulled a gamer move and just went AFK, you know.
It all started when... I mean, people have been going after her for a long
tier
time, but I think that
right
the straw that broke the camel's back was Leafy.
Oh, yeah.
Did this fucking
god.
Series of videos.
Content.
I think it's hilarious how little he cares.
It split up the Twitch and YouTube community at the same time, too. Like, oh my god. Like,
I think the funniest part was to see these streamers scramble.
Like defender, she's not a 3 out of 10. She's not. She's so hot.
30 out of 10.
She's so hot. No, it was XQC, and he's like, guys, she is not 3 out of 10. She is 9 out of 10. Queen, wow. Big booty queen. Oh, Pokemon.
I mean,
he secretly tier 3 sub.
Star.
Even if
the fact
you wanna...
that Keemstar was able to tweet something with so little context,
I know,
like that's
like...
such a reaction. Just said Pokemon, 2 out of 10.
Yeah, it could have been her.
And blows the fuck up.
I meant her videos, not her face.
Dude, I was not talking about looks.
I know, oh my god.
I was only talking about her stream, her personality, and her tits.
Tits, 2 out of 10.
Oh my god.
All right.
I mean, that's the kind of shit that goes on
Twitter.
We couldn't help but join in on the fun.
Yeah, you know.
Here with our fucking bait of the week, we were on Twitter as usual, trying to stir up some fun.
Yeah, yeah.
this rapper named Baby Keem was trending. So I went ahead and photoshopped Keemstar onto a baby and said, is this just a baby nut ripoff or something?
Yeah. And then everyone was just
most people were like chilling with it. Knew it was a joke. But one
it's
guy
just
was
a
like,
stupid
Baby
joke.
Keem is Kendrick's cousin who just so happens to be a rapper who got on the XXL freshman list. False. Keem is funny YouTube man. Keem and funny don't ever belong in the same sentence.
He is from the hood and serious rapper. No, he reaction channel.
He's pretty funny, and I put a gif of Keemstar doing a fucking TikTok dance.
Like, oh my, TikTok dance. Keem.
That's in close competition to when apparently some movie company forgot to credit one of the fucking BTS members in their own movie.
Oh my god.
I wonder how. That's
right. I did not hear about this.
They got the K-pop stand.
What is this?
Huge trend named BTS is 7. Because like, oh, you can't forget our Jimin. It was like one of the
Jimin.
Ones you just can't remember. And it was the guy named V or something. Just did not
fucking
get
idiot
fucking
V
credit.
Name. Stupid ass.
So I respond to this tweet that says, BTS is 7. Please love all 7. I said, BTS is 6.
I did see that. They're like, no, BTS is 7. It's not.
They said, shut the fuck up. BTS is 7. Oh, that make you sad? Because it's right. Oh, poor bitch.
Oh, my God.
I just thought that I could take a more serious tone to kind of really rile it up. I said, oh, yeah? I bet you think you're really funny saying stuff like that. A real comedian. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I didn't freaking chuckle. That's right. Not one bit. He said, of course you will do that because you're sad from the fact that BTS is 7. And then put like a sad emoji. I said, more like 7 years old. Silly children don't even make good rap. Sounds like stinky poop, but even the sound of poop is better. Yeah. Put a poop emoji.
Oh my course,
how many profile visits did this get?
I think like 17.
So like
17
reported 17 times.
Uh-oh, and suspended.
Then, he said, haters like you are very common. Dear, when you reach 1% of BTS's accomplishments, come and talk about them. But you won't be able to because you are a useless person who only wants attention.
Go
and play with children is better for you because your mind is the size of their mind. I said, what? Inversely, let me know when BTS reaches 1% of the size of my massive monkey cock.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, this shit is just plain absurd. They used to call me Tripod in high school, if you catch my drift. XD,
oh
winky
my God.
Face. BTS is pretty much poopy hour music. Poop emoji. Then they said, a beautiful dream. And what I wanted to respond with, oh, it's beautiful, all right. If you saw me sunbathing on the beach, you'd first think that you saw a medium-sized palm tree.
What the fuck?
But then I was never able to say that because I was blocked.
Oh, my
God. What a shame.
You couldn't.
A lot of the funny replies we get, I can't scroll back and look at the tweets because we get blocked.
I have a logged out Twitter tab that I go through. That one I had to log out to read.
Oh, big brain.
But
yes.
Holy shit.
Smart.
What an awesome, like the easiest way to know you won an argument
is when they just get mad
and block you.
Yep. That's like
or when they compare other people's achievements to yours.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
They're like, dude, BTS is so much cooler than you. Okay.
You're just a hater.
Okay.
What have you done? Sat on Twitter defending BTS.
Yeah. With your cup of soy latte and defending.
Yeah. Oh my God. With their fan cams too.
Funny.
Oh my God.
K-pop fans are the most sensitive.
Oh my God, yes.
Subculture.
By Jimin,
they're literally.
If you talk shit on Jimin, they will come for you.
They're
or
literally
any of them.
Ruining Twitter right now. Like, oh my God,
we got
ruining the music.
We got spam reported off of Twitter.
Like,
we got our account
God.
Suspended. After this big account reposted us.
Yeah. Oh, we got like 20-something thousand
Jesus Christ.
Shares on the repost.
Jesus.
And just the comments were so funny.
It's
like,
just, oh, it's hell, dude. Oh,
fantastic.
It's always funny to fuck with them because in reality, they can't really do shit besides hit report.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they have.
Yeah.
I don't know how we haven't gotten banned.
I don't know how we. I think that once we get suspended this time, we're done for good.
Oh, no.
So I'm just riding it out.
Oh, yeah. We can always make more.
Yeah, make
bang.
More. Yeah.
I mean, this is a good spot to leave this segment. Mm-hmm. Thank you to our fucking epic monkey patrons, Tim Nedek, Young Pirate One, and Lily.
Love
make
to
this shit run.
Let's go.
Getting extended shit, extended episodes for the boys. If you want to check out the monkey Twitter to see us firsthand piss off K-pop fans, go to @PurpleMonkeyPod on Twitter. We're pretty much running it constantly. We'll take a couple days off here and there. Yeah. You know what it is. We'll be back in a second after this quick break. See you then.
Yes. Bye-bye. Yes.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that quick little break. But now we're back into it because Fortnite is off of the Apple Store.
Oh, thank yeah. God.
Really a feel-good right? story.
Get off that,
no, so I was like actually reading into it, and I didn't get why.
I was reading into it a bit as well. I think it was because Epic Games was just like, fuck you to Apple and Google stores because I guess they take a lot of the profit from little kids buying their V-Bucks.
Yeah.
So they were like, I think they all were the offering like a permanent discount to
like,
buying it through Epic instead.
They like chop it.
So then,
you're
Apple,
right. That's
so
what
then
it was.
Apple was like,
they sued.
Oh. Apple was like, oh, fuck you, buddy. And then they just took it off the store.
And then didn't.
And now Epic is suing.
Fortnite.
What a fucking alpha move by Apple, though.
And then Fortnite made the first Apple commercial, whatever, but, like, in Fortnite or whatever.
Oh,
or it was 1984.
Yeah.
Where she was, like, throwing the shit into the TV. Yeah. And then they were saying, like, they were suing or some shit.
Oh, my God.
That's
wow,
really
bro,
fun.
Just going back
fun.
And
I mean,
forth.
I mean, Apple's pretty much in the wrong there.
Fortnite
dude, that's looking petty, but it's so funny. Fortnite's just testing the water. Ooh, give us some money instead. I'm like, oh, okay, fuck you, you're done.
If this was any other app, no one would care.
I know. All the 10-year-olds.
Fortnite.
I mean, yeah. It's funny how it's stayed this relevant that people still care about this.
It's such a joke.
I mean, we're talking about it.
It's still popping.
I think it's mainly kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know how like Minecraft pretty much lived off of.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Kids. I mean, now a lot of people are playing.
Now it's kind of evolved.
Like 5 years.
Yeah.
It was just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's cool.
Yeah, people are playing it unironically now.
Yeah. It really died out for quite a bit. It was just like 5-year-olds watching tutorials.
The tutorial.
Korean building tutorials.
How to turn on creative
alert.
How to turn on creative tutorial, you know.
So, what is going on, guys?
Yo, what's up, guys? Minecraft Man 3001.
Playing that band
like
cam
the
music.
Dubstep intro, though.
The same intro you've seen on fucking 50 channels.
I know.
Yeah.
Instantly
you see the one Minecraft intro where it was just like the fucking dude just like boning a must Minecraft like avatar. It was on one of Mr. Beast's fucking like bad intros, and it was
the guy's
Minecraft skin just fucking bending over another Minecraft girl and just fucking raping her in the ass.
How fucking
that's the only action he's gonna say.
That is
the fucking like Alan Walker behind it.
Chad, oh my Chad.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Oh man. I guess we'll see where this goes with Fortnite.
Yeah.
Watch
I mean,
down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they press fucking charges. Yes. In other news, SpongeBob spinoff show. Patrick Star show. This is just what Wyatt.
Now it's Star with two R's.
Is that real? I thought it was just Patrick
Star.
No, because there's a dude named Patrick Star.
Oh.
Like a beauty guy and a beauty
really?
Kid named Patrick Star.
I think you're thinking of Jeffree Star.
Jeffree Star,
no?
Dummy.
Yeah.
No, you're
on, bro.
Thinking of Jeffree Star.
No, there's a dude named Patrick Star.
Huh.
Really?
Well, I don't know how true this is. Wyatt put it on our list, so I'm guessing.
Is he a starfish?
He heard it somewhere.
Oh, this is because Hillenburg didn't want a spinoff.
Oh,
now
yeah.
Wasn't that like he specifically said never
make
a spinoff?
Yeah, and like baby SpongeBob.
He dies like a month later than making baby SpongeBob Patrick show. That's a fucking slap in the face.
That's how you know
Holy
Nickelodeon
shit.
Is very evil. Right there. I prefer Cartoon Network.
Sucks.
I know. Cartoon Network's better.
It used to be quality, though. You got to pay respect
like Disney.
To the classics.
They're just scummy.
I know. Like,
I mean, there is a chance that it's just that we're older,
man.
So you can't really watch those kind of shows anymore.
Like, I'm not really.
I mean, SpongeBob's still enjoyable.
Yeah,
compared to
like
other
kids
shows.
Episodes,
I mean, there's a charm to it, kind of like how The Simpsons has been around.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Although, obviously, with both
of
those shows, they aren't what they were.
You know, so good.
If your main character's yellow, you're pretty good.
People want to bring back.
Oh,
a lot of stuff because of nostalgia, I've noticed. Yeah. Kind of ties into what we have next on this list with a Fresh Prince reboot.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
I never watched it.
Is it going to be Will Smith?
I don't think
I heard it's
going to
be a drama, not a comedy.
How the fuck are they going to turn Fresh Prince into a drama?
Fresh Prince is so rooted in like late 80s, early 90s like hip hop culture. It's so dated.
It's going to be Gemini Man.
Bro.
Just chop
that's true.
I don't see how they're gonna bring it. into today.
Did imagine they start, this is like the new trend, they just bring back old sitcoms and make them drama.
Like Roseanne. Like
Seinfeld, dude.
Book right there.
Seinfeld Reloaded.
They just take the intro, they take the intro lick, put it in the minor key, boom. Drama show.
It's a drama now.
Top right. Edge.
Everything bad that happens to George is just really depressing.
It's just like awful.
On Netflix.
Every time there's a breakup, he just goes into a phase. His therapist.
Fucking emo.
I mean, so much of the shit that happens in it. Like, people would just fucking die, but they'd just be laughing.
Yeah.
Just it'd total be funny emo. If it just started taking itself seriously.
Oh my god.
Steinfeld, the return.
Steinfeld returns. Revenge of Gazorpion.
Return of Stein, loss of Feld.
Feld's revenge.
Ew. Gross. Watch out for the Feld.
No.
Oh god. Last of the news is mainly video game related.
Right, this is pissing me off.
Right here.
We have a fucking cheaper Xbox Series X, probably digital only, like the PlayStation did.
I don't know.
Interesting trend.
Xbox that's copying.
I don't know how much good that's going to do since Halo Infinite has been delayed.
Yeah.
So they're really
that's what
pulling
I'm pissed
out
on.
All the stops here.
Halo carrying the Xbox Series.
Idiot move by
exactly
by releasing this fucking monstrosity of a console with no good exclusives.
Right.
You have fucking
Infinite?
Like airplane
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I'm like, what's
Forza.
Going on Xbox?
Here's racing game and flying game.
That Halo game is the only thing Xbox has against PlayStation, and now it's gone for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I don't think that Halo Infinite is the flagship title that would have saved Xbox. I think it looks like a fun game.
Yeah, it's a pretty big draw, that. Though.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you gonna do that again, though? I think the fact that is that they just aren't as creative.
Yeah.
Right. 343 is not Bungie.
Yeah, they've been keeping
I think
those
that's
for
the,
years.
The big thing about this. They're not going to be
it just
doing
looks
that
like
stuff.
Halo 5.
It just looks like better Halo 5, I'd say. I'll give
Halo
it better. Halo
but
Halo
there was a lot of hype around it, and so they kind of had
Halo 5 should have
that
been.
Going
oh,
for
yeah,
them.
Wait, like they get that much shit over like a 3-second trailer.
Yeah.
And now it's just, oh, cool.
Oh my god.
That's a game.
Voice recording of Brutes. Oh my god.
Monkey Brute.
Oh my god. What was his name again? They called
Greg.
Him something.
I think it was Greg. Like, yeah.
Was it Greg?
Greg. Oh, that's
doing
funny,
the
dude.
Dame Dame.
Dame Dame.
I like the Dame Dame. I have no fucking clue how to do deepfake. I tried to learn how.
Yeah.
So I could make one, but I was just lost.
I was trying to do
what
a
were you
deep
trying to
fake
make?
I rather not know. Say. I'm probably a monkey. Probably a monkey.
Doesn't it cost money to deepfake, or is there free versions out there?
I think there's a lot of free. I would assume there's some free software.
There was one free
these
one.
These Dame Dames were coming out left
exactly.
and right.
Exactly. I was like,
I think the meme's kind of dead at
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can still appreciate a good one.
Yeah, it was a good.
There was
meme.
One I found called like Face Morph or something, but it was garbage. It would like untrack shit.
I think that could be funny though.
Yeah.
If it like doesn't
it.
Really work,
yeah.
It's just a fucking monkey sink.
All the names of those programs sound like stupid sci-fi movies. Face Morph.
It's like, oh my god.
Splice.
God.
Coming soon to theaters. All right.
Oh man. More video game stuff. Titanfall 3 and Bioshock 4 announced. That's
I mean, how many times can the Titan fall and how many times can the bio get shocked? Come on.
To be fair, Titanfall 2 was underrated as fuck. It was a cool game.
Yeah.
It just got released at the worst possible time.
Yeah.
And just had very little promotion.
Yeah, like,
and then
I thought Bioshock had like wrapped up like the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never played one.
I've never played Bioshock.
It's hopefully they ain't milking.
David Blaine ascension trick. I've no fucking clue what
yeah,
this is.
Yeah, why he wrote that? Did he like did he float
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, why I wrote this.
Did he like float or something?
I think he's probably gonna like fly.
Essentially.
I'll look
I don't
it
really
up.
Care. If it's cool, then I guess it's cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
So
that's all cool. So oh, one more thing that I meant to mention earlier is Dr. Disrespect has come back.
Yeah, right.
What?
After all
I
of
know.
This
he
shit.
Pulled, like,
did they say what he did?
He's on YouTube
he
now.
He doesn't know.
All of that drama and
okay.
He's just back.
Know,
he like,
he's
barely talking.
All right, I looked up
he did on Twitch. Like, hold up.
I looked up the David Blaine thing, and apparently he's going to fly through the air like holding balloons.
Oh, sounds like a Mr.
That's
Beast video.
Cool.
It, I mean,
okay, that's,
it's either going to be...
If he pulls it off...
It's going to be funny either way.
That's crazy. he goes into the fucking stratosphere.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah. That's
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we're good.
That's
our
rapid fire topics for
quick
you.
Rapid fire.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coolio.
Yes. Coolio.
We're gonna give a quick thank you again to our patrons, Timnetic, Young Pirate One, and Lily. Yes,
thank you.
If you're interested in joining in on the fun on our Discord server,
oh, yeah.
Go to discord.org, search podcast, scroll until you find the Monkey House. Join up, have some fun.
Yes. Apple
Monkey Pod on Twitter. Watch us fuck with K-pop people.
Yeah.
Dan, you got anything you want to plug?
Yeah, just follow my Twitter too, I guess. So just UltraDam. You know, just UltraDam. And it's Instagram too. Sub to UltraDam. I know it's very cheesy Instagram name, but yeah, that's it. And subscribe.
Yeah, UltraDam on YouTube. Yes,
oh, yeah.
Some great content.
Take it easy, monkeys. We'll see you next fucking week.
Let's go, yeah.
Hit you with more funny Twitter stuff.
Oh.
And until then, just monkey on, fling some poop at a good friend.
Yeah.
And see you next time, all right?
Ooh, ah, ah.
Yes.